The opinions on this show are ours and ours alone.
All information is for entertainment purposes only.
This content is meant for mature audiences.
So press start and come join our game.
Welcome back to another episode of Waiting for Players. I'm Adam.
I'm eliminated, but I'm also Adam.
Eliminated Adam.
Yeah, I apparently was eliminated.
Ooh, but you got an achievement unlocked.
For probably being eliminated, yeah.
I'm Peter.
I'm John.
What are we playing today, John?
We're playing Ballistic NG. It is just a free, right now only single player racer. You can find it on Steam, but we'll talk about that a little later.
Oh, so I'm getting my ass kicked by bots right now. Is
very
what you're telling
similar
me.
Like the old school Wipeout.
Yeah.
as you can tell, I'm just an amazing pilot.
So good at this.
And you
game.
Can watch this right now on Twitch, so.
You should be watching this right now on Twitch because it's pretty funny.
Yeah, Adam's super good at this game.
What's the NG stand for?
Not good.
Next gen.
Next gen.
Oh my god.
He hit that freaking...
It's even got a little Mario Kart boost. Picker up, dude.
Yeah, this really reminds me a lot of Jet
this
Moto.
This is Rainbow that, Road. That right here, have no railings.
Break my skull on this glass here.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Dead air. Super hell
dead
yeah.
Air for a second.
So, what do we got in the news today, guys?
Some news things.
No Man's Sky can keep its name.
Well, it was contested?
Yes, for a long time now.
It was, yeah. That. Apparently they've been under, like, they've been going through, like, secret legal battles with Sky TV.
Oh, really?
Or at least I think it said, like, 3 years or so.
Sky TV. What is Sky TV exactly?
Sky TV is the UK's largest pay TV broadcaster.
No it's shit. Their HBO.
Okay.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. In fact, that's where Game of Thrones is broadcast in the UK, is Sky.
It was on Sky?
Yeah.
Interesting. Are they?
Oh, man, same spot.
Do they have a parent company or anything like that?
Probably.
Yeah,
but,
maybe.
You know...
The devil.
International distribution of television is really complicated.
Yeah, I believe that. I believe that.
Like, it's often that, like, people in the UK, Australia, they won't get to see shows like Breaking Bad. Or if they do, they have to see them, like, a week late.
Gotcha.
That's rough.
Yeah, that's not fair. Actually, it is fair because it's Australia, so suck it.
But yeah, this is good because then No Man's Sky gets to keep their name, mm-hmm. so they don't have to do a last-minute name change.
Which would be really terrible.
Oh, yeah, it would.
Especially for all the PR that they have.
Oh, yeah, that would hurt them quite a bit.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, a year from now or so, there'd be people like, whatever happened to that No Man's Sky game?
Oh, dude,
you
it know? Totally came out. It's, yeah. not, it's now called...
Subdued Sky.
Dude Bro Explorer.
Well, they can't have Sky.
Oh.
Apparently, Sky TV owns the word Sky.
Whatever,
so.
Man.
Yeah, they do, though. BS. They've copyrighted that internationally.
let's see, Sean Murray.
The sky is blue, you owe me a quarter.
The Twitter account, at No Man's Sky, on June 17th tweeted, "Yay, we finally settled with Sky. They own the word Sky. We
so
can
ridiculous.
Call our game No Man's Sky. 3 years of secret, stupid, legal nonsense over."
Well, that's good. They could have done something that was like, instead of No Man's Sky, just like No Man's Cloud. Yeah, I was trying to skip half the track. It's not working.
Apparently, Sky TV takes this shit very, very seriously. And in 2013, they sued Microsoft over SkyDrive. And they won that legal battle, and then Microsoft.
What happened to that name, actually?
Yeah, Microsoft had to change SkyDrive to OneDrive.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's what you use now.
I was gonna say I did use SkyDrive originally on my phone, and then it changed to OneDrive, and I never knew why. And now we
just
know.
Assumed it was some update.
Just
like, oh,
yeah,
well,
I just
guess
figured
that's what's
changed
happening.
The name because they thought OneDrive was cooler, and then I was like, okay.
Nope, it's because Microsoft got sued and they lost.
That's rough.
That does happen, apparently.
I feel like there are certain words you shouldn't be allowed to copyright, though. Like sky, bread.
Bread.
You know, dirt.
Wonder Bread's okay.
Dirt. Yeah, sorry. Dirt's mine. I'm actually copyrighting it right and done.
Oh.
Got it.
Finished.
Anybody uses dirt, you can owe me money. Now, that is just crazy, though. To own such a generic word, I can't even imagine that they would allow you to do that. Because a lot of times they say nope to things like that, where they're just like, oh, you want to copyright the word human. Sorry.
They say no, but unfortunately a lot of the trademark laws are done in a way where you have to, like, you have to defend it.
Right. No, I understand
Because if
that.
You don't defend it and then they use it, then you can't afterwards. You know? Yeah. It's not that simple, but that's basically the
gist of it. Yeah, but I just mean the fact that they even let them copyright it in the first place boggles my brain.
Mm-hmm. I haven't been paying attention, so I don't know how to play.
A is go. Left trigger and right trigger are your hard turns that direction while you're turning.
Okay.
Without the triggers, you just
the
turn a lot slower.
Adam.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah. Bro. And B is an item.
Yeah.
And then
B. Left, okay.
And then steer. Pretty straightforward.
Don't pinball the wall, you know?
Yeah, I found that's not the most effective way to win a race.
I'll probably still try it.
Yeah. I mean, give it a shot. It's fun.
But No Man's Sky coming out August 9th.
My birthday.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah.
Still going to wait like a couple weeks for that after that game is released. At least a week after that game is released to see if they actually fill the promises that they're kind of leading on to. Like, I hope the game's not just like, here's a bunch of empty planets.
What is the power-up I have right now?
Missile. Or, no, gun.
Oh, shit.
I think that's that pulse rifle gun.
Energy.
No, if you hit B, it'll steer for you for a little bit. Just tap it once.
Oh, really? Really?
5 seconds.
Oh, nice. I didn't even see that.
That's super right. You threw a bunch of bombs.
Yeah, that's for sure.
That's the price you pay, man.
That is a terrible power
up. Driving
through
all those automatically. You know?
It still took the corners better than I am, so.
Indie developer Tiny Builder recently confessed that they had lost $450,000 in revenue on their games by selling them through the online service G2A, which is a game marketplace. And they found that most of the copies that were sold on G2A were illegitimate copies. And so there was a bunch of lost revenue because of this online, supposedly legitimate service that I've actually used in the past.
So
have
I.
My friends, yeah.
Yeah.
You can usually get cheap games there, but it's
obviously
it'll be a little bit more sketchy than we thought it was. And Tiny Builder has made, I think, games such like... game that we played quite recently, actually, is Speedrunners. and let me just check the other games. We got Punch Club and Party Hard. Punch Club
Adam's
and Party
played
Hard.
Party Hard.
Played Party Hard.
And we've played Speedrunners.
You died.
Yeah, you let your shield
my
get to
shield
zero.
Went out. Well, that's what happens then.
Yeah, so when you come around to end the lap, just so you guys know, there are pit stops. And you can go
is
into
that
them and it'll recharge,
right? Okay.
It'll recharge your shields if you go through it.
It's a lot like F-Zero.
Are there any fallbacks in place for Tiny Builders at all?
For what?
I don't know. Reparations?
Probably not.
That's fucked.
That sucks. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it could have been... There might be something inside of the, like, user license agreement or for G2A when people purchase things from it that makes them not responsible. And the sellers, right? The sellers put some item up. They're like, do you believe that the best of the knowledge that the product you're selling is legitimate? Something like that. Then, like, oh yeah, G2A doesn't take any responsibility for you selling illegal stuff.
It's exactly what Kickstarter started doing after a little while for their projects.
After they had so many faulty projects.
Yeah, in their EULA, there's a clause that says they're not responsible for projects not delivering their promises.
Oops. Oh, and the pit stop, accidentally.
No, it's bonus.
Yeah, 100%. They put the burden on the project starters themselves.
Yeah.
Well, it's good, though, because, I mean, you hear stories about, like, Kickstarters to where they are companies that use a Kickstarter and use all the funds for partying or...
Well, that's the one we talked about. Yeah. Like, hookers and blow and just kicking butt.
And Kickstarter shouldn't be held responsible for that.
Damn, man, you're kicking ass right now.
There's no way that they can...
Second, nice.
There's
nice
no way
moves.
You can police every Kickstarter campaign.
No, you definitely can't.
And that's why it's in their
turn. Yeah, there you go.
That's why it's in their agreement when you're on there. They tell you
what is
up.
My thing? Rockets?
Nice. Yeah.
There you go.
Nailed
ooh,
him.
Ooh, and he missed a rock. Got missed
it,
by one.
It kind of begs the question, though, shouldn't they make an effort to police these projects? Isn't that something that, like, an ethical company would do?
Well, that or I feel like the developer would be a little bit more stringent on their property. Just like, hey, we're not getting money for that. You need to knock that off or pay us.
Well, it seems like with G2A particular, they should... G2A, it should be the burden of G2A to make a system where they can communicate with sellers and developers or publishers and go, hey, is this a legitimate thing that they're selling? Like, you have to type in the key, and then they can go and check.
Thought you wanted to play.
Right.
But
it's a shitty day for, Tiny Build.
Yes. Yeah. Which we like. I mean,
$430,000.
That's not a few bucks. Like, that's quite
that's
a bit of cash.
And that's a lost revenue. I mean, they're not like, I mean, but they are an indie developer.
Yeah.
So I mean, I'm kind of curious how many copies they've sold total far. If it's, you know, and kind of calculate how much they lost in percentage to like their overall gross.
Yeah. I don't know. Either way, that's lame.
Yeah.
But the other thing that was announced, it was a secret announcement for Sony at
million
the,
copies.
Ooh,
of Speedrunners.
Secret announcement
a million, wow.
at E3, and it was so they just basically they didn't advertise it, and that was the Batman VR that came out.
Mm. Oh, this looks awesome! Yeah,
dude. So basically, you use the Sony VR headset that's coming out, and then you know, the little wands, is that what they call them, the controllers?
Yeah. The move controllers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so you can use your hand movements, and basically the demo started off by taking you're in Wayne Manor, and then Alfred Pennywise comes up to
Worth.
You.
Worth. Whoa.
Pennywise.
You need to check yourself, John.
Pennywise is from It.
Oh.
Or the band Pennywise.
He wasn't part of the band?
No, but there are instances where he was like a...
rocker?
No, where he was like a thespian.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Weird. Okay. Anyways, Pennyworth.
Damn right.
Comes up and gives you the key to the Batcave or something, and then you'd play the piano. Yeah, he said he instinctively dragged his hand up and down the keys, and then it opened. And you go in and... You basically get to suit up with Adam. What's the guy's name?
Kevin Conroy. Sorry, I'm not Adam.
That's all right. I just needed somebody to say the name, and I knew he already knew it because he said it earlier. narrates for you while you're putting on the suit, so he said it's just super immersive, feels really good. And then basically you go down an elevator through the center of the Batcave, see way more waterfalls on all sides, bats flying around, see the T-Rex bust. And some other shit that's just throwbacks. and then you go in and then you start in the demo that you start solving a crime using the same kind of high-tech forensic stuff they're using in the new Arkham game Adam's playing.
Mm-hmm.
So you use a lot of the same gadgets from that.
The but investigation mode.
Yeah, he said it was cool to
shit.
Be...
Shit, I didn't know that was going to slow me down.
He was right there, too.
Damn it.
In first on the final lap.
He said it was cool because he could, like, scrub the hologram with his hand to, like, erase it, you know, and stuff, and he said, which just felt really, really rad. And they didn't do a lot of locomotive motion, so to try to avoid...
No trains.
Just...
motion sickness.
Exactly,
you're right.
To avoid motion sickness, so you don't get that, because that, like we were always saying, even when VR was just starting, like, that's obviously going to be a problem.
Oh, yeah.
Because there are people that get motion sick from watching TV or riding in cars. So there's no way
as soon as you strap a monitor to your face?
Yeah, and start racing cars at 200 miles an hour, trees whipping by.
In 3D.
Yeah, like, people are going to have a problem. Somebody is, at least. Yeah, but it just sounds super rad. Like, who doesn't want to suit up and go investigate crimes as Batman?
I know I do.
In a virtual 3D awesome world.
Can I stalk Gotham like the night?
Like the night?
Do you want to? You don't want to? You do?
Can I do that?
Yes, you can.
Cool. You're going to give me the PlayStation VR?
You still
can't.
And I can get you nothing. But you can do it because you're an adult.
Not going to get me nothing but herpes that you already gave me.
Rough.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Yeah, except herpes, which sticks with you for life.
So does the hip.
Shit will follow you home.
Thanks, John.
Hey, it stalks you.
How else herpes was I going to lock you in forever? It's one way to keep a friend.
In other news, there's another court case going on between myself and John.
Yes. He's losing, by the way.
Yeah, because I have herpes.
You'll never win. That's about it, though. It was just, it was by Rocksteady as the developer, and they kept it super under wraps right up until E3, so nobody really knew about it in advance, which is kind of rad, you know. It's a big secret to keep, so you got to give the crew some credit, because that's got to be hard not telling people about it. Like, we're making virtual reality Batman you know,
oh, dude, I've
crime
been fired
solving simulator.
Day one.
Just right? Like... He's on Reddit. Dude, guess what? I just got on this sweet crew. But.
Oh. Oh, come on.
You can do it, Adam. But yeah, no, so that's about it. I can't wait for it. They're saying that, I guess there's one more thing. They were saying they're hoping, because pricing is not set in stone yet, they're hoping that it either comes out free to people that have the games already as an update, and or season pass holders, and then they're hoping it's $10 or less for people that just want to play it but don't own the Arkham games.
Well, because you were saying it was what, like...
2 to 3 hours full playthrough.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's not like a super long
game. I imagine VR games are going to be on the shorter side.
Oh,
anyway.
Yeah. I'd imagine so. They're so freaking labor-intensive to make, I'm sure.
And it's only for PlayStation, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah.
PlayStation VR.
It does, yeah. But the PlayStation VR is more accessible than a Vive.
Well, it is, yeah, but it's still you're losing two platforms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I imagine it's only a matter of time until PC especially and then also Xbox catch up with the VR.
Oh, yeah.
They announced a bunch of VR games.
Yeah, they did.
I saw I think it's Japan only, but a Godzilla VR.
Oh, God.
That don't really know much about it, but it'd be fucking awesome just to,
I hope
like,
you're Godzilla.
Japan.
Yeah,
yeah, I think
and that's
so,
all
yeah.
You just get to swipe at buildings and stuff. That
what
would
was
be
that
rad.
Game where
you
were like,
boring.
Rampage or
you
something?
You think it would get boring?
I would, yeah, I would want to be someone fleeing Godzilla.
What if it was...
Absolutely.
That would be cool. Or like a Cloverfield kind of thing where you just... Yeah.
Like dodging... Buildings falling down and shit. Fuck yeah.
They also announced for VR a X-Wings VR mission for... it's a free update for anybody that has the new Battlefront game. Also believe it is PlayStation only as well.
What?
Yeah.
Well, they probably push... Sony's probably making deals just to push their PlayStation
VR. Oh, I'm sure.
You know.
Yeah, but you get to do the...
I imagine most of this stuff will come out for other stuff eventually.
Can I just say Adam's getting way better at this?
The game's actually pretty fun.
It's a lot funner than I thought it was going to be, I'm not going to lie.
I enjoyed it. I
like it.
Around on it. It's.
Do we have one more piece of news?
Probably one of the better free-to-play games we've talked about so far.
Yeah. Oh, yes, we do have one more bit of news. It's there was a Rocket League patch today, actually. It's the start of Season 3 Competitive.
Yes.
With the release, they're going to put out a new map, Neo Tokyo.
Oh, it's one of the test ones mm-hmm. that's been reskinned. Yeah.
I patched today for it.
It's actually not one of the test ones. I watched a video on it. It's just a reskinned regular map.
It looks like a reskinned regular map, but it's really rad.
It
and
is
they also
really cool.
Came out with Esper. Is that some? It's like a car.
It's one of the new cars that they're.
Is that from another IP? It had like this whole logo and everything.
Yeah, I don't know because there was another one that had its own logo as well. That I don't know if there's just
that was
them
the
being fancy.
That was the Batmobile. It had its own logo.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm talking about there's two in this thing.
In this patch, yeah. They both had pretty separate logos, so I don't know if they're just being fancy or if they are from other properties. There is a new test map coming out called Pillars, which is the map is actually three lanes with two long walls dividing these three lanes, and then they open up into one general area for in front of the goal. So that's going to – I think that'll be fun. That'll cause a lot of breakaways, a lot of one-on-ones. As your other teammates are stuck in other lanes.
A lot of crazy ricochets, man. That's what I'm seeing. But
an easy-to-use trade-in system that allows you to essentially
trade on commons.
Contracts, inside Rocket League.
I've been wondering about that because, like, you get the same icons over and over again, same, like, toppers and stuff like that mm-hmm. for your antenna or the top of your car. You know, some of them I have, like, 11 or 12, you know, of the same thing.
Wow.
And I don't understand. I was like, what is the point of having so many? Like, I
probably
can't...
just turn that feature on for
yeah.
this.
Yeah.
Exactly. And so now I think I'm going to be able to trade in those to unlock things I haven't been able to unlock
yet. Yeah, it's like, I think in the display they show it's 5-for-1.
Oh, wow. They're really just adding... They're pretty much just adding a bunch of the features from Counter-Strike. Because now they have painted items that you can change the color on.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool.
And they also have certified items, which are stat track items. Which essentially,
nice.
You know...
Well,
they've had stat tracks.
Yeah, they've had stat
like
track
your
items.
Boosters
I'll tell you,
will...
like, how many goals you scored while having that topper on your car and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. From what I was reading, though, these will actually change.
Oh, my...
Wow. Through the wall. These will actually change the farther you progress. So it might start off as like a chrome and then go gold.
Oh, really?
Something like
that's,
that.
That's cooler. Okay. Yeah, before they literally just track stats.
Yeah, I'd tell you how many wins you had or something, or how many goals like, or something like that.
Most of them were just like, you scored, you know, this many goals with this topper. Which one was it? The one I used all the time? The Pirate Hat. Pirate Hat is still by far and away my highest gold topper because I drove the pirate truck for so long.
Good old pirate truck.
Good old pirate truck.
They're also adding, obviously, more toppers and just general little add-ons for your car as well. Do. Yeah, every time. And now they're actually also adding a painted section for customization where you can actually customize some of the old wheels and add-ons and things like that for it. Nice. And then this year, instead of getting a trophy topper, you actually get a trophy trail that lets people know where you placed in the previous season. So your rocket boost will be whatever the hell they decide them to be. I didn't see any screenshots or video of what those will actually be.
Yeah. That's still rad, though.
Yeah, it's actually a pretty big update. But, I mean, it's the beginning of the season, so I'm not surprised that this is the big one.
Yeah.
I'm excited to replace...
RayLynn1919 on Twitch says this game looks fun.
It is pretty fun.
It's really a lot more fun than you think it would be.
Nice dodge.
I think it's a good time to talk about it, actually.
Yeah.
Let's do that. So, this again is Ballistic NG, and this is it's a little racer game, and it actually is heavily inspired by the first three Wipeout games, so the fact that you guys keep saying that is pretty much spot on.
It's also in their game description too.
Exactly.
It really helps us guess.
That's not what I'm reading.
That bubble does not fit the front of your car.
No, I tried to look up. So the developer Von Snake, I tried to look up what else he's done, and surprisingly, just this.
Oh yeah,
yeah. So this is the only thing.
Everybody's gonna start somewhere, man.
Yeah,
pretty damn good for your first game.
Like, yeah, it's the only thing he has released, and I checked a lot of sources to make sure I wasn't mistaken on that. But this is the only thing he has out under that name, at least. Nothing to say that he hasn't worked on other projects or something.
Yeah, for sure.
But
that was my first.
You have a circle for a power up.
Yeah, like
I don't know what the circle is.
It's a circle.
But it's got a...
Well, that's what slowed me down last time. Probably my biggest gripe about this game is it's hard for, at least for me, to tell what the power ups are.
Mine's.
Yeah.
It's sideways squares. You get it down.
You do only have to push the button once.
It's not intuitive, though.
We made Peter test that already, Adam. You're behind.
That was
the
before
time.
The show.
Oh.
Whoa, good bro.
Oh, now you have a box.
Is that missiles?
He's trying to be immersive. Jesus.
I was trying to be uppity, actually.
I think that's missile.
Because when I think missile, I definitely this a lock think on. Box.
God damn it. I am in first place, though, so.
Well,
can't really lock on to anything.
Well, now you can. Show us how it works. It'd be. It's a shield. So, anyways.
You have another one, too.
Oh, you got another shield.
No, it stays there until it's gone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Good shield. Damn. Up. Oh, you already did.
Yeah. All right, that is definitely my biggest complaint, is I have no idea what most of these items are. But, you know, the more you play it, you'll just obviously pick that up. And it can't be that hard to learn.
89% of the 229 user reviews are positive for this game.
I would hope so.
Yeah.
So, at least the Steam community is enjoying it. It is free to play, so you really can't go wrong, because if you don't like it, uninstall it.
Just stop playing it.
Exactly.
Uninstall.
That's all you have to do. It is single player. It's got full controller support, as you can tell, because he's playing with a 360 controller.
It's actually not on camera, so...
Yeah.
Oh. So he's playing with a 360 controller, and you know, as you cannot see, it is fully supported. No weird, mods or anything to make
Yay.
It happen.
Bravo.
New best time. New best record time. Record setter.
Trendsetter.
There is going to be online multiplayer. It's just not out yet. This game's only been out for about a month. So it came out in, like, the middle of May. Like, May 17th, I believe. So, May 15th.
It's going to be pretty awesome when there's online multiplayer.
Yeah.
That will definitely make this game worth playing then.
Yeah, because then you can actually race people and your friends and stuff.
I was
going like
to say,
that.
Racing my bros
to
would be a lot more
it.
Fun. Yeah.
Right.
Like, you can just race around and talk crap. We could do it for a drunken episode. Just
we could totally drunken fly these
How?
Things. John, I like the way you think.
Laptop, computer, you know, we just start linking up a bunch.
Man, I was thinking just one person.
Probably not possible. Only one person will be here getting drunk. The rest will be at home on their machines.
Getting drunk.
We'll Skype in.
Getting drunk but not having to go anywhere. So
we'll Skype in.
I volunteer to stay home for this.
Yeah, so I'm.
Yeah, we're
me
gonna
too.
Do it next. next.
Oh
Friday.
Shit!
Yeah.
Oh man,
the mines
was
are
bad.
The roughest.
Mm-hmm.
Keep going.
So, But one of my favorite things about it is it is just a straight throwback to like F-Zero and all those other racing games from when we were kids.
Jetmoto.
Yeah, Jetmoto. That shit was my jam.
Was it?
Yeah.
What does moto mean?
Fuck. Moto cross.
Nice.
You got 66% shield. You're good to go.
But I don't even know pit stop. 8 of 8 on your final lap. You better.
6 of 8. He's already 25% of the lead.
Man, I wish there were 9 people in the race so that you could be 7 of 9.
I totally thought you were going to make a 69 joke. I'm proud of you for not going that route.
He's not.
I'm not proud of you for recognizing that.
No, but it's just downright fun. It's like I said, it's nothing amazing. It's not like it's got crazy Uber graphics or like the physics or something to scream about.
Games like this don't need it though. You know, no. Like I don't need this to be breathtaking.
Little glitches and stuff like that. With like the rendering and or walls not stopping you from flying through them, because you all saw that one Adam flew out of.
Yeah,
I flew out of the same wall like 4 times in a row because that was the first map the tutorial's on. And then after the tutorial ends, you can just keep racing around the track to get the hang of it. And yeah, I kept forgetting that turn until it was too late, and I would shoot through the wall.
There are only 7 in there now because one of them.
Yeah, died. I think one of them blew up.
Yeah.
Yep. Making it easier to get
to the front. Yeah. With the win. Pulling it out.
Oh, there's the 360 controller.
No, the tutorial actually was super confusing. So, not on what to do.
That sounds nice.
But what it calls out for controls, it was like joystick axis 10. And I was like, what the fuck is a joystick axis 10?
It's one of your analog sticks.
Yeah. And then I like hit a button and I was like, I think it meant to say B.
Like, that's the thing I did notice is that when you finish a race, it either says hit like enter or joystick button, and so I clicked out on the joystick and nothing happened.
And I don't know if maybe it's like referring to a different controller or expects you to use an actual joystick.
That's what the first port of Dark Souls was like. They didn't change, like they had controller support, but none of it was labeled appropriately.
Right.
Yeah. So you had no idea. Like it's like L1 for like left click, or you know, and they're just like what, or M1. And then you're like, what is that? And then on the controller, it's really confusing.
Adam always gets this map, and then it's super entertaining to watch him fly off the edge of the level. Like
took me like 5 tries to win this
really
one.
This really does remind me of Rainbow Road, though. Like the one with no walls
dirty
on
tricks
it.
Is what this is.
Dirty tricks.
Don't worry, you're in 7th place. Road. 6th place. You're fine.
I'm going to let this thing drive for me.
Got a smash, bro.
Can't go smash any faster
smasher,
than auto
smasher,
drive.
Smasher, Sonic X.
No, is this, Peter, how hard is it to make something like this?
Pretty difficult. I mean, this person probably spent a lot of time making the models for this. Because the. These roads are just pieces that he has to lay out in scenes. And then he has to put, you know. Trigger colliders for all the little pads, like the weapon pad. On. And then he's got to place the spawn points for those cars and then make the controller for the cars. So it's complicated. One thing that I don't like about this game so far that I think that this person could have done a better job, like you see the skybox, you can see the bottom. Like you can see the very bottom of the game. Like, and it's not that difficult to set up a spherical skybox.
Or like a mist.
Well, fog is good, yeah, because in this one, his LOD system, you see how it's, like, loading stuff in the background as you approach it? It's just too easy to see that kind of stuff, and it kind of takes tracks away from the game a little bit.
Yeah.
Race complete first. Sweet. What happened? Oh, I won.
High score. Is that bad?
Did I break it?
So have you guys beat season 1 yet for campaign?
I don't know.
We've just been racing.
We just keep going next race every time we win.
You're like season 12 already.
How do we know?
Are you playing the same maps over and over again now? Or
Yeah. We've recycled through all of them now.
Okay. How many maps did you feel like there was?
4 or 5.
I felt 5. Yeah.
Yeah.
I felt 5. Okay.
I felt 5.
I felt Fox Force 5.
I felt 7 of the 9.
Ooh, really? Jerry Ryan? Man, even in her 40s, she looks good.
Did you just really wanted to say that? Didn't you? Somebody else say 7 of 9. Yeah, she hot.
Jerry Ryan?
Is that her name?
You want to just keep saying
her
name?
Yeah, her name is Jerry Ryan.
Who names their daughter Jerry?
J-E-R-I.
I don't know. Okay, that's a better way to spell it.
Obviously, her parents do.
Yeah, who names their kid Abbasida or whatever the fuck that...
Abba-Zabba?
No, Abba-Zabba. Someone named their kid ABCD, but it's
I remember that, yeah.
There was somebody that named their kid Caitlin, but they wanted the name to be spelled originally, so the 8 in Caitlyn is actually Roman numerals. So it's K-V-I-I-I Lynn.
Oh my god.
Whoa, the frame rate. Wow.
What happened?
Oh my.
His laptop, John, your laptop is dying. You're going to have to finish the race, dude.
You can do it, man. You can do it.
Stop in mulling.
Jesus.
What happened?
Having some technical difficulties.
I'm too good, and the game tried to give me a handicap.
You're being throttled, Adam.
This is hard.
This is super intense.
You should probably stop it and, like, restart.
Reopen it. Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah.
I'm going to win this way.
Frame by frame.
Oh, my God. I fell through the... Hey, here we go. No, it's back.
I don't think it's updating fast enough. It's getting better.
It is getting a little better.
All right, so the game's got a few bugs.
Or my laptop.
Or John's
dying.
Laptop, yeah.
Oh, it's freaking out again. Oh, my.
It could be a memory leak in the game, honestly.
Oh, Jesus.
That makes 5%. Sense. We've been playing 4%. It for a long time. So.
Don't hit the wall anymore. You're about to explode.
You know how hard it is to not hit the wall?
Oh, 1%. You're dead. So maybe quit. Damn. Back to the main menu and then go back in. See if that helps you out.
Quit.
Looks better now.
So go over to the modding tools real quick.
Modding
just
tools.
So we can see. So this is a ship importer.
Raylan 1919 says if this were online, people would worry for you.
So you got the ship importer, track importer, and then the workshop. What does that say?
Manager.
I thought it was an S for a second, and I was like, Manazer?
So we were only playing single player. I think the actual campaign is slightly different.
Wow, John.
Season 1, season 2.
I put it on campaign, right, but we're going somebody
season
else.
Two. Season 2.
No one else. No
skip
one
straight
else
to season
pick
2.
Pick a different ship,
We unlocked this one while we were racing.
G-Tech.
Try it. Maybe it's faster.
I'm going to go with this
Maybe
guy.
You guys been racing with a shit car.
You're always faster than the fucking CPU.
I've noticed that. I just go like, all of a sudden we'll blow past him. This car's way
look cooler.
Looker.
Yeah, definitely.
Every game pretty
this
much.
This one's snowing. Have we been on a snowy map?
Does that look faster
It
to
does
you?
Look faster.
I think it's because we're in season 2 now. And it's like up in
the... This is
I was going to say, the trailer made the game look so much faster. And like people were driving super sweet and I was like... I don't know, it just doesn't feel that quick to me, you know? Like, I feel like once you get it, you probably got it.
We're all happy about getting first place. It's like an easy.
Yeah.
Ultra easy.
Wait till you get to season 4.
I'm just going to let it drive for me.
Raylan says your glitch driving is painful.
I believe that. It was rough for me as shit.
Gosh.
It should get
better glitched again.
Soon,
it's glitching again.
Wow, ship, I think, is weaker, too. Because, like, when he's in the wall, stop sometimes it's like 12% damage.
Makes sense, though.
Oh, man.
Faster.
Oh, man.
You went from 50 to 37 in two little crashes, buddy.
Definitely
you're
going to
need
stop.
A pit stop. Yeah.
Like, just past
okay,
the...
so I'm glad that it does go faster, because like I said, the
shit.
Trailer...
Shit.
The trailer led shit. Me to believe that you were going to be hauling ass, and then it just never felt that way.
You're going to blow up.
Peter, I... Oh, no, I missed
it! Oh, you missed it!
I still won.
Okay, we're cool.
Still won.
Here you go.
Sure. Way more intense now,
Now, how hard is it to make the little models for the cars and stuff?
Well, you just need a 3D program like Moto or Rhino or...
Rhino.
Rhino is just a super basic, like, 3D program that you can use for free. It's got a free license.
Oh, okay.
You just need to be able to...
Could you make this in Rhino?
Yes.
Seems pretty basic.
Probably, yeah. The textures are the more complicated things than making an object. Making
crap,
the object
it's
itself. If you have an idea in mind for what you want to do, it's really not that complicated, unless you're making like, a human body or something like that.
You guys were talking about Rainbow Road.
Yeah. I'm just loving watching Adam struggle. Hard left, hard right, harder left.
I tried man,
too hard.
Great coach, Sean.
Hey, I gave him all the turns, and he still didn't pull it, man. I don't know what else to tell him.
It looks like the developer is, like, kind of cheating. No, kind of cheating with some of the things
see
on screen. Like, he's not actually using lights for that spotlight. That was
man,
just
we were doing much better on the single player.
And there's no, like, real lighting effects that I can see. Except
you're only 8th out of 8th. That's not a big deal.
Oh, yeah.
Top 8, dude. Bravo.
That's
computers are slow and easy, 22%. Remember?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it gets intense.
No, but that's about it.
15.
Ballistic NG, free on Steam. Ooh.
Oh, my Lord.
Wow. It saved you, but you have 1%, so don't fuck up at all.
Yeah, that's not
going
to happen.
Oh, well, good thing the wall didn't register there.
I think he can slide against it. He just can't hit it.
Like that.
Yeah, he just can't hit it.
Super fun.
I'll give it a go, honestly. Just one go.
Yeah, give it a whirl. Whirly-dirl. We can bullshit some more. So, what's the name of this ship, Adam? We'll call it Triton.
M-Tech, I think.
M-Tech. Yeah. I wanted it to be G-Tech, man.
What's the name of that ship? Hey, fuck it. I'll call it the Triton. Fuck it. What's the name of this ship?
It didn't seem like he was going to know the name, so I decided to just roll with it and name it.
A little annoying.
You could totally do it. You just have to remember it.
Raylan wants to know if, do you think it's actually faster because it's next season or because you changed ships?
Probably
because
we changed ships is what I was thinking.
That could be.
Which probably made the bots faster, too, I'm sure.
Oh, could be a bit of both, to be honest. Yeah. It could be we're in a faster ship, but because it's season two, they are also faster. Because in season one, we had no problem catching them. Now, we're not seeing them at all.
They're just not there.
Probably not banging into the walls like we are. So.
What's that shit?
Too direct on the corner there.
It also looks like there's three laps involved here.
Yeah, there are three as opposed to two. Yeah.
God, you can really overcompensate.
11%, Peter.
Don't go through the wall, Pete.
Nice.
I don't know how I did that, but did you ever know? I totally. What is going on? Okay. I think it's time to talk about Rio now.
Well, what is it then?
What is Rio?
What is Rio? Tell me about Rio.
Before. We have brought it up a couple times.
I don't remember.
You also didn't suck so bad season one, says Raylan.
That may be true.
Well, thanks for watching.
I was sucking pretty bad, but thanks.
Oh, it saved you.
That's because I airbrake.
Those mines saved you, too.
I hope, if nothing else, our gaming skills gave you a nice laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
Lack of gaming skills?
Lack of racing skills, yeah, for sure.
I definitely don't play any racing games.
No, I don't.
I just play a ton of racing games.
Rocket League is in a racing game?
It's a race to the ball, Peter.
It's a soccer game that happens to have cars in it. Let's be real.
I race to that ball every chance I get. It's about hustle.
Not all the time.
It ain't racing.
That's true.
I fucking beg to differ.
I used to always play the old school, like, test drive games.
Enough to actually go through the pit stop.
I was at, like, 20%. It was that or die.
Man, we just suck. I mean, you're still an 8 of 8, too. Nice turn.
Oh, you can actually see people, though.
Oh,
there you go. You talked, and it's all over. There's nothing left.
It is really hard to recover once you start bouncing back and forth.
Yeah. Raylan says it is beautifully entertaining.
I feel like I'm glad you're getting a laugh. Oh, wow.
So back to this this keyboard that we talked about.
Sorry, this is just... It's too many lols. Rio is just a cell phone keyboard, alternative cell phone keyboard that you can have for your phone that we talked about in the past.
Mm-hmm.
It uses hexagonal larger buttons that are kind of laid out in an offset QWERTY style.
You should just walk up and show it to the camera.
That is
a lot
of work.
Yeah, we won't do that.
That's a lot.
So hard.
Yeah. Hand it to me, I'll lean forward.
Fine, I'll do it.
All right.
2 seconds, Pete.
Yeah, so...
2 seconds?
Crap.
Yeah, hang on.
I started off good. I fell off the edge.
I just made the camera bigger.
Tell me if it's in focus.
Probably not.
Now it is.
There you go. So that's what the QWERTY...
Back up a bit.
Backing up?
So there you have what it looks like. Obviously, it's not a standard...
Take it away.
So I knew it wouldn't work.
Man, I was doing so good, and you guys couldn't see it.
Oh, wow, you're in first.
Oh, no, I magically went to eighth. Nobody was watching.
It's the pressure of knowing I'm back on the screen now.
It was... It was in focus for like half a second, and then nothing.
Hopefully that was enough. But it's hexagonal. It's a lot bigger keys. It still has autocorrect, but it has some nifty features that a lot of traditional keyboards don't normally have. And so not only does it just normally have backspace, but it also has
undo
which you can't really, in my experience, haven't had in another keyboard before. So
that is a cool feature.
The undo, I really do like that.
Absolutely.
So, I noticed a bug, though. Sometimes you can undo, but then it'll inject improper characters in there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but it's fine. I really enjoy using it. I actually think I'm almost as fast as I am normally with just a normal cell phone keyboard.
Oh, okay.
And it is a little less error prone because the keys are a lot bigger. It takes up a larger portion of your screen, which I guess is a drawback.
Really?
Yeah, it's kind of a...
Doesn't matter that much when you're texting? Like,
no,
how much
it doesn't.
The keyboard takes
it,
up?
It doesn't, yeah.
Jesus,
absolutely
you only need
does,
enough
but...
to see the one line. I mean, and honestly, it has a horizontal orientation, which is really cool. It gives you two different sections.
It's like two different thumb pads.
Yeah, it's like an ergonomic keyboard, actually.
It's
like
a cool layout, but that's really where the size hurts.
Yeah,
it takes up a lot of screen real estate horizontally.
It does.
Hmm.
Okay, so everyone on Twitch watching right now, I'm going to replace most of the gameplay with the Rio keyboard.
Nice.
Side by side against a standard keyboard.
Slap that. Good.
They can't
up
watch
there.
Me smack against all these walls.
Oh, you're doing so good right now.
I know.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Whoa. We're slow down, Adam.
What you've got there on the left is the Rio. What you've got there on the right is the standard QWERTY keyboard.
So one thing I've been curious about is you say there's an undo button. How does that differ from just a backspace button?
Oh, it's not even.
No,
that's
undo
not a...
what you've changed. Like if I deleted something, I could bring that something back.
Oh, okay. That is actually really handy.
Yeah, it's pretty handy.
God damn this.
The only problem, the only problem that I've had with it is the cons that takes up too much real estate, like what we've been talking about. You don't have any suggestions, so on both an iPhone right. and an Android, you get suggestions for words that you're attempting to type. Mm-hmm. I also wish that they would have swipe integration, like you could layer these things on top of each other.
That would be kind of cool, yeah.
Is it available for the iOS?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, does that answer your question, Raylan?
What was his question? Is it available for iOS?
Yes.
It's available on Android and iOS.
Nice.
Sorry, John. No Windows Phone.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's because everything that's good comes out on the Windows
Phone. On Android?
That's what I would have said.
I'm too used to a standard keyboard. I'm not sure if I'm ready for the change. It takes like a week.
I don't know. You should try it. I've been using it for a long time, so I've gotten used to it now.
Jesus.
But I'm really fast on a regular keyboard. Like on the
don't be afraid
phone.
To change, John. It's okay.
Yeah, why do you need change, though, when you're already balling?
You probably also rely on autocorrect more than you realize. It's
probably.
Yeah, You don't think I know? I let it autocorrect shit all the time because I type without looking, and when you can't feel the buttons like you could in the old days, you know, when your phone actually had physical buttons, so you can't feel the difference. Like, when you type without looking, you pay the price. Because, like, I'll message at night in bed or something saying I'm watching a show, and I'll, like, look up to the show and I'll keep messaging.
Who are you talking to late at night?
You, Peter?
No?
Peter, you and Kirsten still up? You snuggling? Is there room for two?
Oh, three. Yeah.
Two?
Three.
You think you're that bad?
I like where he's at.
Everybody's jumping on.
All right.
Or in
I'm
going to
show you guys.
That probably was the roughest part for me of switching over to the Rio keyboard.
Not having suggestions and not having autocorrect.
Exactly.
Yeah. The autocorrect
like
would be the hardest.
Wow. Pretty, they could add that. Like, it's not a difficult feature
necessarily. If you check out their forums, they've been working on it for a while now. So I don't know if there's like maybe a hang up or something, but
I guess
or they
so.
Just want to get it working properly before they implement it.
Well, I feel like most of it is working. I haven't had any, besides the undo feature, I haven't actually ran into any bugs.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it's just not as feature rich as some of these other keyboards. Another thing that you can't do with it, actually, now that I'm, you can't turn the microphone on and then speak into the, like, you can normally utilize other keyboards. And then the text to speech function, but you can't do that with this keyboard.
There's not a quick emoji entrance?
There's an emoji.
There's an emoji, but I don't think there's a speech to text.
Emoji.
I don't personally really use that very often anyway.
Sometimes I do.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. If I'm driving.
But I usually say, okay, Google now. So to get that up instead of...
Gotcha. Adam, is it because of the Rio that you don't answer my texts very often?
Yes.
I mean,
Is that just something that I should accept?
Well, it's because of lack of autocorrect, so I don't want the...
The harsh,
you know, the ridicule that'll come from you for misspelling words.
Just don't edit sentence and like.
Yeah, that'll get you going real quick.
I just want to point out to everybody right now that John said he was going to teach us all how to race, and he's in sixth place.
To be fair, it's better than I was doing.
I never saw any other racers.
I think we should change ships.
Raylan says, John, those discs are bombs, not power-ups.
Oh. Oh, shit.
John just likes to run right into the dicks.
Oh, I blew up. I was doing so good.
Let's try a different ship. That thing's a little intense.
All right. So we'll
photo
get
mode.
We're going to switch. Is there actually, like, is there a tool where you can make your own... course and stuff in there. Like, there's in game.
Probably in the workshop.
Oh, they have actually do have separate stats for every ship.
Make the one that looks like a pod racer.
They all look like fucking pod racers.
Not all of them, man.
Handling. You should look at handling.
That looks like a fucking triangle.
Five
out of 10 handling is
better
than the
last one. It was a triangle pod racer, I swear to God.
What was the last one? Was it this one? No.
We did M-Tech.
Oh, they need... Oh, okay, that's that stats are over there.
10 out of 10 bars. Handling.
That was only 4 out of 10 on speed, because this one over here is freaking 9 out of 10.
Do that, so
that one.
Let's
do it.
The Nexus.
We're going to die. all kinds of
look
times.
How fast it looks.
Straight into the wall.
Look how triangularly...
Nice.
It looks like a paper airplane.
Maybe it'll be fast enough to recover.
You know what? It's not so
from...
sensitive. It's actually easier.
It's not mean.
I mean, by easier, it's hard.
Maybe that's what this is for sensitivity. It's just...
Oh, God. When I said easier, I didn't mean easier. I meant way harder.
You gotta get your shit together, John.
I'm trying. I'm on lap 2 already? What the hell? So, like, I hit the first corner, like, really smooth, and then it felt like I was like, I know what I'm doing, and then I couldn't stop pinballing. I think maybe I just need more air brake in my life.
You're that's like a wizard, is. John.
Peter, did you ever say how much it is on the Google Play Store?
You know what? No, I think it's $8.
Oh, is it?
I'm gonna double.
No,
there's too much.
Sorry.
Delayed.
John's reaction was great.
I was passing people.
No. I'm trying to type it in, but it's ignoring me.
I thought I had the...
Wasn't it originally only like $2 or $3?
What? I think that was like introductory price when I first got. It was like $2.99 or something.
I wish
like
I could
that,
look
I
at
think.
The price. Someone else looked.
What's it called?
WRIO.
I got this. Because you already have it installed.
Hit
so it
every possible bomb.
Once you get stuck behind them and they slow you down. Rachel said they're power-ups and they
still
hit all
three
the floaty balls.
How much?
$3.
For $3, it's definitely worth checking
out. Oh, my
out.
Lord.
Yeah, it even says the real keyboard plus emoji.
Nah.
Plus emoji. Give me a try here.
I was trying to. I couldn't even get into the pit stop without dying.
That was amazing.
I'd recommend y'all just spend the $3 and at least try it. Like,
yeah.
It's worth
it.
Yeah,
5,000 people
you know.
Have gotten it already.
Is that as Texas as you've ever been?
It might not be for everybody, but,
oh,
you know.
Lord. What is that?
I don't know. Are you pressing it on the thumbstick? Because that'll look backward. Oh, right, left bumper? Left bumper does
that.
Oh,
God. This is bad. This is all kinds of bad. I'm just
You need your air brakes on this car, or it doesn't turn enough.
I'm just,
okay.
I'm trying.
I'm getting sick.
Right, get in there. To you too, sucker. Ain't nobody making it in that pit stop alive. It's impossible.
I'm going to give it a whirl.
Oh, my God.
Air brakes.
I tried. I'm failing. Just
ride the wall. Ride the wall.
Yeah, no big deal here.
I mean, nothing, if it works.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing
works.
Nothing but
we're
skill.
Bad. And then you, like, watch, like, the trailer of people playing this, and it's so...
Like they're drifting?
They're just playing it like it ain't no thing, just hauling ass, going off jumps and shit, and you're just like, that's right. That's right. You take your 37% ass in there, and
I'm
you.
Sorry, Peter.
Oh, you came out 88%.
I came out 75% the one time in the last shift, so I'm saying he's not doing too bad because I pinballed the whole way through the healing center.
Watching Peter go backwards, I think was the funniest thing I've seen.
I feel like there should just be one of these air brake buttons, depending on which direction you go, because it's really annoying to try and remember which button I have to press.
Left and right.
It's too much work.
No, it is in the heat of the moment.
Or they could just make it simpler instead of it being common.
All right, let me try this crazy speed.
Watch my
speed. Not even fast.
It's not even fast. I'm about to go... Yeah, this is a little quicker.
About to go Sonic on them.
Supersonic?
Let off the gas.
No.
Was that all you had on the
Yeah, that's all
keyboard?
I have, Rio. It's just our, you know, another... opinion.
The transition is possible is what he's saying.
Yeah, and you should do it, John.
Jesus.
Oh, God.
You should try
this game. It's a little,
I mean,
like
I'll
said,
pay $3 and try it, and then I will not use it. But
right,
if you want me to do that, I will do that.
I think you should.
I will
you should have
that.
Probably done it like last week or something so you could talk about it this week. But
do you often do things that we just suggest? Because
I want you to like get on your knees.
Whoa.
Whoa, buddy. Why do we have to get there? And what, Josh? And what, sir?
You often tell me that you're just going to gobble my nuts.
Hey, whoa.
I have never, ever said
the fuck you
gobble
haven't.
Your nuts, as
yeah,
you say.
Yeah, I've heard it. Yeah.
What's a nut gobbler?
Well, looks like you're going to have to
I'm
not
looking
take
right
as
at
much
one.
Damage.
It sounds like something on Thanksgiving you should be afraid of.
Well, you add cranberry sauce, and it's not so bad.
Is it like the Thanksgiving horror story? Like
Thanksgiving?
Christmas, you get coal, and then...
29%, bruh.
What?
Thanksgiving, you get a cock gobbler?
I'm surprised you haven't been laughed yet.
I said nut gobbler, but whatever.
Oh, that would suck.
Do it. Gobbler. Yeah, there you go. You got it.
Yeah, yeah.
You're going through too fast.
Shit.
But...
I didn't die.
You made it the whole way through a race?
I did.
Can I get some? Can I get some?
I don't want to give him some. I'm jealous.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
I'm salty about that.
No, man.
28 seconds, 23, 24. He did better. He did better.
All right,
the first lap was the weak link.
I'm never going to hit the wall on this one.
Right off the start, he just veers into the wall.
You hit a bomb.
I said wall, Peter, not bomb.
That's a
wall. That's not a wall.
that was a glancing blow. We won't count it.
We won't.
We'll count this one, though.
See, he actually slowed down. He took your advice after the fact.
He slowed down more than the bombs would have slowed him down.
That's not a wall. It's a bridge.
Also a bridge.
Something that's not wall-like.
You actually got through the lap with the fewest amount of damage that anybody's gotten.
So still can't see anybody.
Not a wall.
As entertaining as this is for our audio listeners.
Not a wall, Paul. We should move on.
Is there anything else we got?
No, that's about it. Really just watching Adam destroy himself.
We're fresh out of walls. So
John's going to buy the Rio keyboard and let us know what he thinks next week. Let us know. But
there's other stuff that we could talk about before we're done tonight.
Like,
by the end of this week, there will be a drawful playthrough video out on our YouTube channel.
Ooh.
Nice.
And maybe two if I feel ambitious.
A third E3 recap.
Oh, you're going to do that one?
I'm going to get it done this weekend.
You know, I heard there was one game in particular that like stood out above the rest.
I don't think so.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it
Death
was
Stranding.
It was definitely worth it. Yeah.
I think Josh just being a butthole.
I am fractured.
A fractured butthole.
But I am whole.
But you were whole?
Yeah. Did you guys all pre-order that?
No.
I did. I fucking did. Oh, also, it's worth mentioning that the Steam sale is rumored to start this week. Supposed to be Thursday at midnight, but probably Friday.
Yeah.
Which is Friday. Friday. Woo!
Time to spend all your money on Steam games.
Yeah. I would definitely buy something stupid that I don't need. Guaranteed.
Isn't that what everybody does during the Steam sale?
Yeah.
I think I'm the only one here that doesn't have to scroll through my Steam library.
You don't have to scroll?
Uh-uh.
Oh, wow.
My thing is so small. I looked today.
Yep. Well, that happened.
That was good.
I looked today and I have 110 games. I'm sure Peter has way more.
I think I have like
312.
Why?
I think I have a lot, too.
You thought Adams was small.
Man, like, I really feel dumb about that.
Me, why?
Yeah, 312. Why?
Because they were all on sale and I played most of them.
I could definitely complete the Steam challenge, no problem.
I will not
do any of that. I'd have to stop buying games for like years.
But it might get me to buy Batman Arkham Knight.
That's one of the best ones in the series, to be honest. Sale, I see what you're saying.
The sale.
Can I stop real quick? Adam, did you go back to season one?
No, season two. I just picked a different ship that's way slower.
You got a perfect lap. It just said perfect lap.
Yeah. And so
steers?
The AI...
Now this is pod racing.
Fucking asshole.
I'm sorry. I had
the AI definitely... Their ships are toned down compared to how fast your ship is.
Okay. Because
I went with the slowest one that wasn't the one that we started with, which was this one. And, I'm not having a problem at all.
So the key to this game is go to the slow ship.
Yeah.
So that way you're...
I bet that doesn't work when you play real players and online.
Probably not.
He had a P next to lap two. Because
it was perfect.
A P.
My thing is perfect.
His thing is small.
I'm just finally grateful to see a new level.
But it's not a new level.
But it's not the same one we've been watching for like 20 races.
That's true. Oh, shit.
It's through the wall.
Adam's got an idea for a video that he wants to record tonight.
I do. That one will be fun.
Oh, I don't even know what this is.
I think.
Oh, then you should play.
If we do it, I should be front and center.
I'm just watching.
Yeah, because nice. I'm such a pussy.
Are we gonna watch RE7?
Yeah, maybe.
We might. No, we can't throw out any promises yet.
Let's not throw out spoilers. Yeah. But There's an ambitious week of videos ahead from Waiting for Players.
Yeah.
So definitely subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Please do.
Tell a friend. That's the best thing you can do for us is tell a friend.
And, you know, I think the best thing you can do for us is listen to us live every Monday at 8 o'clock Pacific. Or watch us on Twitch so you can watch our awesome gaming skills here.
It's probably preferable format right now.
Yeah, big thank you to Raylan for watching us tonight.
And hanging out.
Oh, yeah, thank you, man. That's awesome. Yeah.
Thank you for joining in, bro. We appreciate you for appreciating us.
Heart. Man, we're in all the other good places, like Facebook, Twitter, if you can call those good places, I guess.
I mean, depends on what you're doing on them.
Probably not.
You watching a lot of kitty porn on them, Adam?
Oh, my God. Twitter's great.
Touting your tiny thing.
Well, shit, on that note, I think we're out of here. I think we should probably leave.
Before Adam gets put in jail.
Again.
We're talking about sexy Adam here, not a...
No, we're not.
I want to make that clear.
Not talking about the real Adam.